number 12,640, Teresa Fisher, seeks a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a proposed lot, section 115.5 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the west side of the Daniel Pond Road at the intersection of King Daniel Pond Road and Pine Street. The 91 address is 9342 King Daniel Pond Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1, the tax map is District 230, map 13, parcel 113. Receiving a 10.88-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for a parcel, and 22.9-foot, 95-foot variance from 150-foot lot width requirement at the front yard setback line. We have zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and one mail offer.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Teresa Fisher, 9342 King Daniel Pond Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Douglas James Annan, 10027 North Old State Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. My name's Douglas J. Annan, I'm a land surveyor, I'm licensed in Delaware. I'm representing Teresa Fisher tonight, who is here with me. Her daughter was supposed to be here, Christie, the young lady that's gonna receive this lot, hopefully, eventually. But something happened to Christie last night, and I'm...
Tonight, right now.
Oh, tonight.
She was in a vehicle accident this evening on her way home from work. She's still at the hospital.
Yes, that's tragic. This past year, Teresa inherited 3.27 acres of land from her uncle Ralph Curry. There's an existing small dwelling at this address, 9342 King Daniel Pond Road, Lincoln. Teresa's presently fixing up the old dwelling so that she can eventually live there. She would like to subdivide a lot from this property at the corner of King Daniel Pond Road and Pine Street for her daughter, Christie, to build a home next to the existing dwelling that Teresa will be living in. Unfortunately, Sussex County Planning has told us that she cannot use road frontage along Pine Street. I'm not sure exactly why, but it's a, you know, it's a private street, and it does have a tax map number, but nobody really seems to know who owns it. Let's see, so all the road frontage must come along King Daniel Pond Road. There is only 13.2 feet available along King Daniel Pond Road. Before it gets too close to the existing dwelling, the minimum is 150, so we're asking for a 10.88 variance. Also, the lot width at the 40-foot frontage setback is 127.05. That will require a variance of 22.95. We've just got an approved DENREC approval on a new septic system that can be put on the new lot. And it is approved for full-depth gravity system. I've also received a letter from someone who objects to the variance for the new lot. And I have that letter here. Imagine you all have this? Okay.
Yeah, our letter is from a Patricia Dennison. Let's see when you have it on.
Yeah. Who I think, I'm almost sure, lives way down Water Street, about a quarter mile from King Daniel Pond Road. I just went through the county records today, and that's what popped up. It sounds like her main concern is that she is worried about developing the wooded wetlands that run along Water Street. And she's very conscious about, you know, wildlife and the birds and all that, and I'm all for that. But we're not developing the wooded wetlands. We're out in the open on the corner of Pine and King Daniel Pond Road. Also, part of this new lot is not in the woods. The rear of the lot extends into the woods along Pond Street to give us the required area, and it will not be disturbed. Also, there's a concern from Patricia that this non-conforming lot will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I got this tax map, see this, I've highlighted all the properties along Water Street and Pond Street, which are non-conforming. There are 7 on Water Street and 6 on Pond Street. And some of these properties are well below the 150-foot minimum. Do you want to see this?
If we do see that, we have to keep it. Can we make copies of it?
You're going to submit some. It's in the record, so.
This tax map that I highlighted, the properties that are non-conforming, just to show that what we're trying to do is not going.
My suggestion there would be when you're finished presenting, just give it to Ms. Norwood and have it in the record.
Okay. At this time, Therese would like to explain her hardship in this matter.
Thank you for having me here tonight. I appreciate it. My daughter, Christy, currently lives in Farmington, and there's a lot of police activity next to her for drugs and stuff like that. I have 3 grandchildren that are there, and it scares me to death to think that they're there when Christy's at work before they go to school or when they get home and she's not home yet. If she could live next to me, I could make sure they're in a safe place. I would be there, and as I get older, she would be there to help me when I need help. She does not have the finances to go out and just buy a lot, especially on the current market. So my uncle was so gracious to leave this to me. I would really like to be able to help my daughter and my grandchildren too.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Okay. The septic that you referenced, where is that going to be located? And is that going to be part of the reason why you're going to need these variances?
No.
On the actual road frontage itself?
No. We have plenty of room for the septic. It's going to be a full gravity, so we're not looking at a big mound. I'm sorry.
The reason they need the variance is because we can't use the road frontage on Pine Street.
Yeah.
No. I thought that there was also from the road from the house. Did I misunderstand that? There's 3 variances, correct?
Just 2. They're two. Asking for the lot width. Even at the 40-foot setback line, they don't achieve the 150-foot road frontage, so we just included both the road frontage and at the setback line to cover.
If we could use Pine Street, we wouldn't need it at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why can't she use Pine Street? Maybe I missed that.
They can't figure out who owns it.
It has its own tax map number. It's a street, it's a road, it's got a lot of houses on it.
There's some mobile homes back there.
I don't know why we can't use it.
Here might be a question. Is there any deeded access or right for your parcel to be able to use Pine Street that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. That's probably why.
Yeah, I mean, it has an owner. We've tried to, contact the owner, but the people live up and down on Pine Street. Somebody owns it. It was willed to them a long time ago. There's a lot of confusion about who really owns it and where they are.
Yeah. Father left it to the son. The son died right before the father did. So then it wasn't re-willed. It was by proxy to a nephew. And the nephew says, you don't want it. You don't have anything to do with it. Because I don't think there's any real property with it, so then he would have to maintain it and pay tax on it. without any income from it, so. It's just a big mess. But the people to the left of the property, they do not have a problem with it at all. And the people in front of the property don't have a problem with it either.
On the other side of the road?
Right.
Yeah.
On Clinton Avenue.
119. So just for curiosity's sake, why is the property line drawn the way that it is on?
On my survey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we start at the corner.
If we were at C1 on your survey.
Yeah, C1 is the total curve.
And then we go angular down. You can put it wherever you want to put it. I'm just curious as to why.
Is this what the request is right here?
I don't know. So we can't get any frontage along Pine Street. So we got to take all the frontage we can on Condaniel Pond Road.
Understood.
Until we get 15 feet from the existing dwelling.
My house.
And then the new division line going back has to stay away from the house. That's why it converges. And.
Is that your question, why it is shaped that way? It's because my septic, I have to have a new septic too. So, and it's been approved as well.
So there had to be a reason that you angled toward Pine Street?
Right, so that it.
Oh, yeah.
Accommodates both of our septic systems.
I mean, I'm assuming there was a functional reason.
Yes.
To drop that angle down.
Yeah, I would really like it to be straight across, but I can't do it.
That was my question. Thank you. So you have a septic in the back that you have to replace also?
Correct.
Understood.
And it has also been approved.
Thank you.
They can't put mine in until we got this squared away.
So there's a connection between the two properties?
Correct.
And there obviously is. Okay. So the septic on the new proposed lot that you've just gotten approval for?
Yes.
Gravity, and then you're going to be well on the water, I would assume, on?
Yes.
Appropriate distance?
Yeah, 100 feet.
Got it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
So the whole length of that property along Water Street, that's all unsuitable for building?
It is, you know, from my perspective, and I've surveyed the whole property. It's mostly just, well, it's all wooded. As you can see, I drew the wood line in there, whatever. And.
It would create an enormous financial hardship to clear that out, though it would just be off the table.
And then you would have, no, it's wooded wetland, so you'd have to put in a mound.
So that whole area is wet?
Yes.
The whole middle part, yeah.
Okay. Is the entire wooded area on the lot wet, or just the part along the Water Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go down Water Street, like toward the, getting past the end of our property, getting down there towards this Michael Yerkes, it does rise up a little bit. I don't know if you can get a septic on there, but we're trying to get a clear lot. It's got approved septic, so we don't have to spend a lot of money on, you know, tree removal and regrading, and then, you know, building expensive septic system. I think the main thing of this is that Teresa wants her daughter Christie and her grandchildren right next to her. And not down Water Street, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand and get my head around the uniqueness of the property. So it looks like well over half of it's wooded. And you would say that the majority of that wooded area is pretty low and wet too?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I
you cannot enter it from Pine Street. Couldn't enter it from a certain amount anyway with the woods.
So along Pine Street, that would just be a normal side yard setback?
Yes.
Is that right? Or we wouldn't have to, we wouldn't have an issue with two front yard setback, would we?
We have a corner front of 15 foot, which is the standard setback for AR1 lot.
15 on the Pine Street side.
15 on the Pine Street side.
Yeah.
Off of Glen Daniel Pond.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no further questions, thank you.
Further questions from the board?
I'm just trying to envision how you fit a dwelling in there. It seems like it's going to be a pretty tight fit, isn't it?
It's going to be a small dwelling.
Yeah.
Can you say you come up with some kind of a design for one of them?
I just talked with Verica Holmes about a two-story farmhouse design that will fit in there.
Which is good, because if it's two stories, then
that
you don't take
not spread out.
You don't take up as much ground, yeah.
I'm guessing it's about 70 feet wide at the wood line. Just because you're 67 feet at the rear of that, it does look like it widens up a little bit, but not a lot.
Probably.
So it probably goes from 127 feet at the where the front setback would be to about maybe 70 to 75 feet at the wood line.
75.
And then you figure you've got a 15-foot corner front off of Pine Street and a 15 foot on the other, so that's going to leave you, what's that, 45 feet of a building width at the minimum, yeah, at the smallest size, but it would obviously be a wider width the closer you got to Glen Daniel Pond Road.
Yeah, and the dwelling would probably go right up against the building restriction setback line, because the septic will go right behind it. And it won't encroach on the woods at all.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. State your name and address before making your comment.
My name is Patricia Dennison, and I live at 19 Water Street, Logan, Delaware.
Ms. Dennison, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And you said you live on Water Street, as I understand? And there appears to be a bit of an echo. Do you have a speaker system or something on at the moment?
I do not.
We can hear you, but we were also hearing a little bit of feedback from, like, maybe if you had this online somehow. So if you had that online, you need to mute that.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, the floor is yours. You can testify.
Okay, first of all, thank you for allowing me to respond to the hearing tonight. Respond to the first criteria, the uniqueness of property, and demonstrate an application. The property is more civilly wetland, and such the property provides habitat for nesting migratory birds, local plants and animal species that make the area to create an additional lot problematic, because the additional lot would negatively impact woody wetlands in the central character of the neighborhood. Additional lot does not conform to minimum footage required by regulation, resulting in lot size that is much smaller than typical in the neighborhood. The additional lot will increase population density and negatively impact traffic, safety, health, and welfare on the community's natural resources. And the additional lot will set a precedent for future applicants wishing to modify property value instead of protecting the community's natural resources intrinsic to its character. Wildlife does not recognize property lines, but is negatively impacted by increases in population density and reduction in habitat size. Creating a small additional lot anywhere within the existing property will reduce the contiguous space needed by threatened wildlife, such as the owl, hummingbird, migratory songbirds, and many other species of animals and reptiles. Our zoning regulations help protect the natural environment that's so much part of our community. The second one is, can otherwise be developed? Fortunately, the existing dwelling on the property is small, allowing for development within the existing lot and in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance or code. The authorization of variance is not necessary in order to enable the reasonable use of this property. Unfortunately, the variance is granted to set a precedent for lot owners to divide the property into small lots to be sold. This could result in small property uncharacteristics to neighborhood and lower average sale prices. The third one, the applicant is creating the need for the variance. The existing lot can easily be developed to accommodate the applicant's family within the zoning regulations without creating a new lot that does not conform to zoning regulations. The variance is granted would create small property type characteristics of the community that could be sold in the future, resisting the lower average value for property in the community in general. The fourth one, it will alter the sense of character of the neighborhood. The variance of authorized will alter the sense of character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located and will be detrimental to the public welfare. Because the neighborhood is characterized by the properties, and there are no houses exposed to 15 feet apart, as this one would be. And dwellings situated with the new wetlands, including Cayman and Palm. The requested variance will create small properties, uncharacteristic of the neighborhood, that will also be necessary for the neighborhood that negatively impact the natural habitat that is similar to part of the community. Granting the variance will negatively impact the health of the neighboring ecosystem by reducing essential existing natural habitat. The public welfare includes the benefit of interaction with the natural environment. Now, we have a quote here about nature. Being in nature, even viewing things of nature, reduces anger, fear, and stress, and increases pleasant feelings. Exposure to nature not only makes you feel better emotionally, but increases your physical well-being. A variance should not be granted without evidence of an environmental impact study indicating the impact of any new non-conforming law. And lastly, the minimum variance. The applicant's request for variance to create a new lot is far in excess of what could be done to the existing dwelling to achieve the family living arrangements described in the application, without creation of a new scaled lot. And we have no idea what will be sold from this lot. The variance does indicate that the daughter has a business that possibly could be based on this new lot. A variance like Craig's new lot is not in the zoning regulation, and it should not be granted because on terms of the house and detriment to the neighborhood, increases traffic and population density, but with public safety, lowering the property size and value, impacts natural habitat, boosting health and natural resources, and public affairs, and not needed to achieve reasonable use. I have contacted 12 of the neighbors on Water Street around the property, and they were consulting with, and many of them did review this draft group document as part of the variance application. No one took any exception to the stated goals or healthy standard of living arrangement. But everyone does have a problem with creating an undersized lot. Certainly, there are those who would be happy to recommend designers or builders capable of suggesting innovations to the existing dwelling and the property in order to choose the living arrangements described in the variance request, without creating a new lot that could influence property owners far into the future. Thank you for listening. I appreciate this. And if you need the names and addresses of the neighbors who were in contact, I can certainly provide that. But thank you for listening and your consideration in this very critical matter.
I've got some questions for Ms.
Questions for me?
I believe we do have some questions for you.
Okay.
We have up on our screen Water Street. And what is your address, Ms. Dennison?
19.
How far away are you from the property? Okay, I think we've pulled it up. And it looks like you're probably two down from the cul-de-sac or the end of the Water Street.
Yes, that's correct. Three down.
Based on our tax map, it shows your property is 103.5 feet wide. Is that right?
Well, we also have additional lots next to it. I don't know if it shows that, but it's actually two lots.
Okay.
So
well, it looks like that would be a separate, you know, subdivided lot. Is that correct?
Well, I know that there are actually two lots.
Okay, the one adjacent to it, lot 108, is 50 feet wide, apparently, on the tax map. I know they're not.
Yes.
So that's your other lot?
Yes.
Okay. So, and then there's a lot next to it that's 50 feet and another one that's 100 feet. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're aware that what the applicant is proposing to do is take a parcel that's 3.23 acres and make it two parcels?
Yes, I'm aware.
And you believe that to be out of the character for the neighborhood?
I do. Whatever is built there is going to be no more than 15 feet from the existing building, and it is an undersized lot. That's why we're looking there.
Well, I can tell you this. If they're going to build it in compliance with the code, it's going to have to be more than 15 feet from the existing building because there's going to be a setback between that building and the property line. What the applicant has proposed is that their existing building is going to be 15 feet from the property line, and that the building that they're going to propose to build would meet the setbacks, so that would have to be at least another 15 feet away. So I just want to make sure you're clear on that.
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Hold on one second. Any other questions from the board?
I have a question for the applicant. Let me come back up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What would be the size of this lot if it's subdivided?
The entire area of the lot?
Just the proposed lot.
Proposed lot, yeah. We got it at 0.772 acres.
Three quarters of an acre.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
My daughter daughter's business. She cleans for people, and she's one employee herself.
Thank you much.
Okay.
I do believe even with those combined lots, it doesn't equal what that lot was.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Operator, are there any further calls?
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12640 for Ms. Fisher. For the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record. The variance, I don't feel, will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property. Represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief. With the wetlands in the back, and with a house that is already there, I believe exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12640 has been approved.
Thank you.